So the Mishnah says on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, beginning of Perek Hameniach. Hameniach is a kad, which is a rabbi. Formerly is a kad, I guess like a jug, you know, which is a rabbi. Ubachav Niskava, and someone else comes along and Niskava, he trips on it. Vishavra, and he breaks the kad. Potter. Vimhuzad Ba, however, if he gets injured by the barrel, then Baal HaChavis is Chayav B'Niskav. It's interesting that we switch Lashon from the Kav to a Chavis. The Gemara picks up, like, why would you call two different things? The Gemara says, they teach you Halacha. They teach you Halacha. That Eho Chavam and Acharo. Okay, whatever that story is, how it gets to Halacha, etc. It's not like this. In any event, that's a din. The Menech is a Kav, Shuz HaRabim. There are two din here. Number one is the owner of the barrel, and that's probably going to be a Bor for Shuz HaRabim, while the owner, the Baal HaChav is going to be an Ad HaMazik. Pause. We should take a step back and think of the different types of disease. Those who are not very little background information in Baba Kama, I'll give you a quick background information and we'll get into the real depth. So you'll be able to start with Ad HaMazik and get into the larger topic of Ezekiel in general. In the world of Ezekiel, there are different types of Avos in Ezekiel. There's such a thing called Bor, there's such a thing called Shane, there's such a thing called Regel, Keren, Adam, Eish, those are the six. The mission starts off quoting four, not phase, and why the other two are not left in the mission to work off the base. That's what's small over there. But in any event, those are the six categories. Now, the reason why it's important to know what categories we fall into is because the halachas are different. So, for example, Aish has unique halacha, which is chayim under most situations, but patron is called tamar, if it's hidden. Or Shane Varego have a din that if it's done in a Rishos HaRabim, you're fine. And you only chayiv in Rishos HaYachim. Then there's another din, you know, I guess Rishos HaMatim. No, I need that down. Then there's another din, that Adam is chayiv always. Bein Onis, Bein Ratzon, Bein Shoging, Bein Nezim. And there are all sorts of different halachas. You have to know, well, what is the person? Because if it's a boar is pucked around Caleb, and boar is pucked around Adam. I walk into a boar. Maybe as far as my own father should be more careful. But it's really a kind of an act. Therefore, to know what Av Nezek it is very important because the different halacha, for example, Keren pays Chati Nezek the first time, or two times until it's short Muad. Originally it's called short time. So that's like the basic introduction of a kind. If you weren't familiar with that information, so. Now you can begin to talk and tell us at some level about Baba Kama. In any event, that's the mission dealing with. Two different Nazikim. One is dealing with Baal HaBor. And the Kad, the Chavis, the barrel, the jug is on some level considered a Bor because it's stationary and it's inanimate. And after that person's Chai, that's not my task. I don't want to do with Baal HaBor. Although it is worthwhile noting that the mission put two of them together. They're using each other to teach and feed them one based upon the other. What's more important to me is the Adam Hamad is that if I kick over your barrel with the din, that you are fucked. So the Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis picks up with exactly that point. How could it be a case where Adam Hamad is fucked? The Gemara says, Ubah Acher, it's not one in the Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Ubah Acher, Beniska, Ba, Beshav, Ra, Pacha, the Adam Hamad is fucked, like the Gemara. Am I fucked? Why is he fucked? He brought it away, will you and Eumazah. Why should the Baal Ha, why should the other be Potter? He should be one of the amazing, he should look where he's going. Amr de Bei Rav, Mishmei de Rav. What's the case? Case number one is the Mali Rishus HaRav Kula Chavim. Case number one is it's completely packed, jam-packed with barrels. And there's no other choice, there's no other way to get through besides like breaking them, you know, breaking them out of the way. Shmuel Amr the case is the Afbela Shana, the case where it's dark. Of Yochanan Rabbi Kevin Zavitz, it's the case where there's a barrel around the corner. And therefore, again, situated in a precarious position. In the middle of Rishus HaRabim, no, but if it's around the corner, then you would be fucked. All these are examples of what? Cases where the person is not responsible, he's being fucked because it's a precarious situation. There are two major questions that I wanted to attack, address on this sugya. Number one is just a technical point. Are these three Amoraim, are they agreeing or disagreeing? Meaning, is there a machlokas that just giving a list of cases? On one hand, intuitively, you like to believe that what? I thought intuitively you want to say it's a machlokas because why would they just list three cases? However, they seem to be so similar in nature that, yeah, it just sounds like a list. The truth is, machlokas Rebbeinu Chananel versus Talmidei HaRashba, Rebbeinu Chananel on the page over here. If you look, I have it underlined to the right. Shmuel Amar about Beilu Pater, about Be'idach, and Shiva Chayyim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Karen David Pater, etc., etc. You know, Rebbeinu Chananel indicates it's a machlokas. And Talmidei HaRashba, the Talmidei HaRashba have a list that it's just a list of different cases of your Pater. Okay, well, fine. That machlokas is worthwhile to think about, but not now. And the second point is really with Tosfos Tachlis. Let's take a look at Tosfos Tachlis with Shmuel Amar. Tosfos says, with Shmuel Amar ba'afela shanu. Tosfos is first going to make a comment and then get into the crux of the issue I want to deal with. Va'at, v'peligi, l'kaman, im niska v'oshehu, im la, olo, kigon sh'niska mi'atma, v'noska v'shum davar, aval hach, sh'niska ma'akmas, nichshav, lo'i b'ayla, l'i anasu. Fine. Tosfos distinguishes between this type of niska versus the one of that kaptash. Ignore that part of Tosfos, I'm not going to find that at all. Afa gavla el, good, yes. The afa gavla el marbinan onis kiratza vadamati, the petza takas petza, question mark, what's up the question there? Even though what afa gavla el marbinan onis kiratza vadamati, from the pasuk of the petza takas petza, petza petza, whatever. What's up the question? Yeah, didn't the Mishnah on Chavah, which I didn't get a chance to photocopy, doesn't the Mishnah say Adam is more Leolam, Bein Onis, Bein Ratzah, Bein Shogeg, Bein Nathan? There are no exceptions to the rule under all circumstances. Adam is Chayiv. However, on our Mishnah, on our Gemara, Mamish the next Mishnah, Mamish the next Mishnah, is the exception to the rule, which should have no exception. We call that Lumbishan terminology a stira. One Mishnah says Onis is Chayiv. The next mission that gives cases where onus is pater. Tosfos answers, oh, good. Never steal. One case, onus shoit bichayim. One case, in that case, onus pater. What's the answer? So, by the way, before I even get back to the Tosfos is going to answer, you'll get to literally the exact answer momentarily. How can you begin to resolve this problem without Jesus? Conception. If you want to distinguish between this exception to the rule, and the rule which Mechorah should have no exceptions. In other words, if you have a steer over here, on one hand, how would you have to stop this? How would you have to stop this? Yeah,
the rule
sharper way of doing it, you're 100% correct. The simple way is making a quantitative claim, which is, although, well, maybe it's in both ways, but in any event, one can make an argument that there's a quantitative claim. Anytime you ever have a zero, there are two types of claims you can make, a quantitative one or a qualitative one. One can say, well, there's a difference between onus and like, onus gum, or like way out of control. In other words, is it fundamentally different? No. One is out of your control, but by the other mazikin, by Shein Lerego, by Karen maybe, by Gor, where you be putter, Adam has a higher level of disguise, another higher level of your chayim, more things. And therefore there's a quantitative difference. Even though onus is chayim, by other cases, onus is putter by Adam, but onus gomer, Rabbona Shalom, of course you putter there. And that's the more simple mahal to take. Alternatively, one could suggest that not that there's a quantitative chilek, but there's a qualitative chilek that somehow our case is so unique, it's so fundamentally different from the standard type of other mamazik that doesn't fall into this category. Let's take a look at Tosfos and see which one he suggests. Onus gomer, lo marbina and rachmana. What's the answer? It's onus, and there's a difference between onus and onus gomer. Onus is chayim, onus gomer, I'm sorry, onus is chayim, onus is chayim, onus gomer is rachmana. And Tosfos is going to bring several other examples which one can either use as part of the kasha or proofs with distinction. So it says as follows, the hub you shall be pateroso shayash and vishon in hitting lasheni haba etzlo lishon. In other words, you shall be able to get the body laid down to go to sleep. And Elon Han comes along and puts a bottle or a vase, some type of glass next to me after I'm sleeping, and I knock it over. What's the halakha? It says, you shall be a pater. What's Tosfos' explanation for this din? own his gavur. However, if I go to sleep next to a vase and I knock it over, Tosfos says that would be regular onus and chayv. That brings another right. Chayv ha'gov the vase that comes later on and that yibes. Gav hiniach lehavaviyam parash ula. If I leave a borrowed shore with my children, skurim shall aviyam he takua ba'kua b'shalom zevaser b'zol. Shekach nedu ha'mashem zikula lo the anusim. However, if I tell my children, my shore, please watch it, they shack it. Thinking they're hungry, they want to eat my shore. So it was really a case of onus. So they're potter, I'm chayv to pay the name basa, because it's a case of denene, that potter. But in terms of maziki, I'm not a maziki. Two categories, we'll talk about that in that. Also, I'm a chayv for nezikin, and even beyond that, in the case of nehene, which is a separate subject, I'm cuffed, not my business right now. And so it brings the third example, this is a bala chavis, a bala chavis stops short, why? Again, because these are onus gamor, and Tosfos has several examples of onus gamor, proving his chilek between onus versus onus gamor, a quantitative chilek, and the Tosfos says, well, how would I know to what level is onus gamor? How do I know if it's onus versus onus gamor? What level is that? From 1 to onus, what number does it have to be? So it says, the near the dachik, the other hamazik, the niftar be onus, shukain geneva. It's the level of geneva. In terms of just level, there's it's borrowed from the Dalit Shomrim, there's a case of Shia, which is like totally negligent, which everyone pays for, even the Shomrim. Then you have the next level, which is a socher, which is shamasocher, who is one level above that, which is geneva v'aveda. And the third level, the highest level, would be ones, which almost everyone's puter from except for a shoel. Tosfos distinguishes between the middle category of geneva and aveda. He says geneva geneva when he proves it in Tanya, b'shliha omrim ha'mavir chavis nivakul lemakul b'shavra. Let's say I'm moving around the barrel. Rabbi Huda Omer Shomachina Bishalim of the Tafi Shalim. The Hashim is the Machayim of the Tafi Shomachina, but the Machayim is the Tafi. The Mazik Shomachina is the Omer King Geneva. Other Mazik Potter. In other words, Tosha said, if I'm moving around the barrel and I break it, I'm a Shomachina would be Potter of the Shomer Sakha, and those are Sakha Shomer Sakha, those Sakha would be Chayim. Tosfos says, you see from here that's an example of onus, the classic case of onus. However, you can't call it adam hamazik, but it is nechshav somehow like a geneva and a veda, because it's the case of shomer sachar, you would be chayiv. He says, in which case, the category of geneva and a veda, but he distinguishes, he makes it kain geneva, but not kain a veda, because it can't just be onus, it's anything besides shia, Tosfos continues to say. Essentially, Tosfos makes a quantitative chiluk. Essentially, the difference between onus versus onus gomer is our chiluk. Is adam hamazik chayv on onus? Yes, and chayv on gomer? No. The Ramban, by contrast, has a quality. It's not just more and less onus, it's fundamentally different. You're both side, think about it for 2 seconds. What potential difference could there be in these cases over here? The case of the chametz and the cat, where one guy walked and stopped short, and the next guy bent into him. So he's punching, even though my beam broke your barrel, you stopped short. Or if I lay down, even though I put the glass next to me, I knock it over. Or if I, what's it called? Or if I leave my barrel, which is a wrap around the corner, you bump into it. All those cases are punching, but not because the owner's gone. What else may be a chilek if the Ramban picks up on? Yeah? Correct. The Ramban has a lotion of Shiach Hanidah. In other words, if I lay down next to the glass, it's my fault. If I lay down and then Ilan Hassan puts the glass next to me afterwards, it's the Nizak's fault. The Nizak is not responsible. The Nizak is the Mazik. I'm not the Mazik. The Nizak is. If I leave a barrel in a precarious situation at night in the middle of a public thoroughfare around the corner, if I barrels to the Rosh Hashanah, somewhere no one can get through. Those are irresponsible. And therefore, it's my own fault for doing it. The Nizak's fault himself. And now the question becomes, the Bosai, what? quick find is Machlok and Tosfos versus Ramban. If you think about each one individually, each of them is a great chiluk. Yet is Tosfos chiluk a good chiluk? The answer is Machlok and Tosfos and Ramban. Is Ramban chiluk a good chiluk? The answer is Machlok and Ramban and Tosfos. And therefore, Rabbi said the question is find is Machlok. What's the spark for Tosfos? What's the spark for the Ramban? Again, to review quickly, wait a second. Adam Hamazik with my damage. The Mishnah says I'm chayv always. Is that really true? No, there are certain exceptions. What are the exceptions? According to Tosfos, if it's Otis Gomer, it's an exception. According to the Ramban, if it's Shia Haniza, it's an exception. And the question really becomes, why does Tosfos' exception make sense? According to Tosfos and the Ramban, it's not a good exception. Otis Gomer is irrelevant. And according to the Ramban, there's a great chiluk between Shia Hanizak versus Shia Hamazik. And of course, close to that's it. What's behind this mouth focus? What's the lump sum? Are you able to remember?
You know,
the Ramban is the main text. I agree. A, the Ramban is a very sharp smart. In other words, you know, a qualitative chiluk is always better than a quantitative one in terms of coolness. In terms of truth, it might not be. And furthermore, the Ramban, you're right, is textual a little more sound. Otis, there's Otis Gomer, is that a great deal? The Tosfos is making him. Alpi Pashtas, Bein Otis, Bein Ratzah, means other more the old one, Lachor, you're right. In other words, you can fit Tosfos into the text, but the Ramban says it's that better. I don't want a textual support, I want a conceptual difference. Yeah?
The Ramban, I mean, it's all question I was on somewhere on it.
Okay. I think the question is going to rely on, let's take a step back, let's fulfill properly. What should this question depend upon? What issue would you want to analyze? What's the central question? Well, maybe.
Not good.
A little better.
When you're liable for.
Yeah, when? Why does one pay for an Ezekiel? According to Tosfos, the exception, okay, step back, methodologically, conceptually speaking, the exception should shed light on the rule. I once told you guys a mashal, I think. In America, in England, do you want to make left on a red line or no? You can't. In America, with the exception of New York City, almost everywhere else I'm aware of, you're allowed to make a right turn on a red light. Which just goes to prove the rule is not that red light means stop, or rather what? Red light in Canada, do you think of red and red? Montreal, like New York.
Yeah.
It's like France.
Yeah. No,
so Canada's like America. It's a bit of America. Montreal has a.
No.
Oh, it's only Montreal. It's not Quebec. It's only Montreal. All right, look at that. That one's a pickup stick. A car, you pick up a stick. Driving tips. We plan on vacationing in Montreal. In any event, with the exception of New York City and Montreal, every other place I'm aware of, anyway. If you want to make a right on a red, it's legal. Because the rule is not stop at a red light, and the exception sheds light to the rule. What is the rule?
Right.
Don't pass the halfway line precariously. It's funny to say it that way.
You're right.
Oh, look, what? I said precariously properly. Whatever the bottom line is. You're right. In other words, however you want to properly define it, the exception shed light to the rules. Now the question is, if Tosfos has exception X and the Ramban has exception Y, that may be a function of Tosfos has rule X while the Ramban has rule Y. And as Baruch pointed out correctly, as Dave Baruch properly said, it could be depends upon why one pays for an Ezekiel in the first place. According to Tosfos, maybe your Hitzchaibus for an Ezekiel is a function of X while it's going to Ramban Y. What is that X, Y, and that Y? I think so. Are you paying because you were negligent, you were kosheya, you did something wrong? And maybe even so far as that the payment is not the Torah's like a halva, it's not a kashlum, it's like a punitive payment, not a compensatory payment. You did something wrong, you were not showing your animal, you let your animal body or ash damage freely, And because you did something wrong, you're responsible to pay. Alternatively, one could suggest it's not a punitive, it's compensatory. It's not the Torah's onesh. But rather, you're like an insurance company. If I get into a car accident, did the insurance company do anything wrong? No, they have achrayus for my property. It's like a built-in insurance company. I have achrayus for my own property. The truth is, it's probably mashma and machlok today is in Rashi and Daftes. The Mishnah and Daftes says, Kol shechavdi b'shmirah, for anyone who's chayim, hechsharti et nizka. What does it mean, hechsharti et nizka? Rashi and Tula show us. Lashon number one is kolom, or in hizik, hechsharti v'dimanti oso hezek, shalosh shemirah, shalosh shemirah sov yafeh. I was machshir the nezik, because why? Lo shamarti yafeh. Kach matzati lishnachere hechsharti et nizka. Alayla hachshir l'takein et nizka, kolom, ani chayav l'shalim. Many achronim say that this 2 days in Rashi is how am I chayav to pay? Because of the Torah's onesh of the Torah's ashur, that I am responsible because I am negligent, but then take upon responsibility. The Rambam comes in and says, "Now, how old was that? That's a wash like that, right?" As follows: Kol nefesh hayah, kol nefesh hayah, shehid reshus of shalad v'shehid bigah. Anything that's in your reshus, shehid bigah. Why? Because you're damaged, your property damaged. When Mamona was hit, it's not that you did something wrong, but your mama was damaged. Your Mamona hit. Like your insurance company over your own self and stuff. And therefore, maybe this Hakira may be able to explain how to the Ramban. You can I think it's a square to go. Who can take it home? Yeah, Rafi, what do you want to say? Let's start the other way. Ketosis is a lot easier. If you believe it's a didn't shia, that I was negligent, so what halacha can't exist? Can't be chatzon is gone. There's no way a person can believe that Adam Hamazik is chayim because there's maybe a high level of shmira. Because onus gomor, there's no shia at all. There is zero shia by onus gomor. And according to Tosfos, being that the mechayim to pay is what shmira is, a lack of shmira, is my negligence, to the exception to the rule of the case where there is zero negligence, i.e., when we call that, on is gone. But according to the Ramban, who believes that the chiyuv to pay does not stem out of negligence, but rather, like the Ramban question, it's my own mumble, I'm chayuv because of my body, my philosophy, when my body damaged, I pay, not because I was negligent, but because I'm responsible, like the insurance company is responsible. If that's the case, should there ever be an exception? No, and Owen's government would have to be chayim. What's the exception? When I'm no longer the master. In other words, as long as I was the insurance company, I have to pay. However, when there's some shia hanizak, what occurs? Who's the insurance company? Yeah. The nizak himself is the one whose mamona was his. He himself did. And therefore, this machlok is post-spiritual of the Ramban. I think for the salvation said this way. Another thing is Rashi Mashir and the network of the Rashi Mashir. The salvation can explain that this hakir, because what's exactly behind this machlok is post-spiritual of the Ramban. As to whether or not this chayvus, the chi of the pay, the deacon, is predicated on a din of lack of shmira versus mamon shehit. Just a brush with that meeting, and then hopefully the one more case. A quick napkin meeting just to not focus on the Ramban, it's like a little bit of a hard mention. That's right now. What if the lightning comes out of the sky and strikes the floor and blows over Rock into, you know, lightning floor behind the Rock, he goes flying in the air 20 feet, knocks up an old lady. You know, when she falls to the ground and breaks her arm, I don't know, breaks her hip. So it's not the type of thing. What would you say? According to Tosfos, that's no gummer. You know what I'm saying? That's like, you know, I don't even know if you can have it. You can come up with a case more than that, unless you're like very creative. But according to Rabbi Halacha, yeah, you're the person who did the damage. You're, you know, Mamon Shimon, you're high. There's no such category on this gummer. And as long as that old lady wasn't doing anything precarious, exactly. Then it's time you come up with a situation, one not going to be a case where there is only gummer, but no one else is Shia. There's no Shia Haniza. The other case would be somehow, and there's a tremendous Shia Haniza because the man himself was before Shia as well. Let's say, for example, I'm jumping irresponsibly. I'm not jumping around irresponsibly. I'm, you know, throwing baseballs all over a room and irresponsibly. I don't know, I'm swinging bats with my eyes closed. And let's say someone comes along, not looking carefully, holding a glass window. And the guy with this phone with the Shiva, they're not looking very carefully. And I'm not just throwing baseballs all over the place. So they were split, maybe, I'm not sure. According to the Post, sure I got high. According to the Ramban, I'm probably there also. I'm not sure about the Nakamine level. In any event, that may be enough. That may be what's fine. Let's just throw one more quick Nakamine. There's a halacha. That a short time, the first time, the second time, etc., that the short damage until it becomes a short mu'ad, like within the base chatzin etim. Within the base chatzin etim. So the Gemara daf Tazayin now quotes Machlok Samurai, what is the nature of that netim? Is it kenas or is it mum? The difference is that, let's just say, modem kenas pata. In halacha, by kenas, modem kenas pata. You're a guy in kenas and you're modem before Edom come in. You say, I did it, I admit, so you're pata from kenas. But if it's mamam, you're chai. So the Gemara says, it's machloka samurai over here. I'm itmar palganiska mamona. Palganiska, repapa ramona, rabuna braid mashua, amar kenasahu. What's pata machloka? Repapa amar, mamona. The Gemara says, it depends who you start from. If Stam Shvarim, a regular shore, is the Cheskas Shimur, is the Stam and not dangerous, it's just safe. So if that's the case, if it's safe, the fact that it damages a little bit of a Chiddush, really, you should not be responsible. However, the Torah was mechayev you extra, you know, extra. We're starting from zero, building up. Alternatively, if you hold that stam shvarim are bechayev kashimur, the fact that most a regular state, sure, sorry, it's not bechayev kashimur. Rather, it's not safe, but rather you have to guard it. If that's the case, if your animal goes down damaged, what should it be? It should be net that shalim, however the Torah lowered it halfway, it would remain mum. 2 points. Number one is methodologically speaking, anytime you ever send it to the 50-yard line, you have to ask, is it 100 down or 0 up? Right? Are we lowering the ceiling or raising the floor? If you're paying chetzi net, it should it be 0 but we added on a knaf of half? Or should it be 100% but we lowered it down and gave you a break? So what's behind this method? The truth is, one, you know, what's behind this map, focus? Yeah, so there's one I'm going to suggest. That's another one to this. I'll make you suggest the one that you can deal with. So now, the two more. Number one is that it's a very docky thick of shah, and any person would never like it. You can say that my focus is that in this season. Is the machlok is that Matthias, are animals naturally safe or are they naturally dangerous? As a stam shvur, b'chetz kashim or alav b'chetz kashim, how does it work? What is the, you know, how dangerous is the shvur? One sheep says it's very dangerous, you have to watch it. And if you watch it, and you didn't watch it, it should be 100%, we lower the issue. No, it's much more common. Okay, you have to go ask, the zookeeper, I'm not sure exactly how dangerous they are. It could be a machlok, Matthias, but very dark. You don't want the Tanaz to argue Matzias, you want to be arguing about lumdishim conceptual things. Go ask the zookeepers, go ask farmers, go ask sure, razors, I don't know who they are, people who own bulls and oxen, and find out how dangerous they are and see if it's, what's it called? Option number two is what David Ruth said, which is, it's not telling the Tzitzis. The Tzitzis is, they're quasi-dangerous. I don't know. The question is, what's my chiyuv in Shvila? Does my chiyuv start from the fact that I was Hoshaya, in which case, was I negligent? If I was negligent, maybe you could say, I wasn't negligent over here, therefore it's really zero, and we build up, it's a knas. Alternatively, the chiyuv is not on my negligence, but rather it starts from mamona, it's my, I own it, it's my responsibility. Under my jurisdiction, mamona is the chayav. Therefore, if my mom was damaged, absolutely, and therefore the fact that her lowered it, it's exempt from favor of the difference. That's in salvation for my mom. If you look at the Rabbeinu Hanan, he has to play differently. He has a question of, did the Torah, were the Torah chayav to be shomer or not? If the answer is yes, they told me, what level of shmir do they ask from? Not what is the nature of the animal. You know the nature of Mashmira, the Rebbe Hanan takes for granted the nature of the Shmira. The question is, how much was I, what is the current requirement for Shmira? Does it require things that have a 20% chance of getting out damaging or an 80% chance of getting out damaging? What is the current requirement for Shmira? And he said, if it's a very high level of Shmira, then what? How could it good be? Mamona should be 100% brought down. A very low level of impostor, and it's brought up how the Nisqa becomes Kinas. Or in other words, everyone can agree, this is when I went to the Matthias shop, that Palga Nisqa, that Chetzi Nezet is what? Chetzi Nezet Ramona, the Chinuch comes from a what? A lack of a Chisaron, the Shmira, number one. And number two is what? Therefore, I should be really bad, you know, really I should be really low. And this is the smart for Palga Nisqa Mamona. Not a question of Palga Nisqa, how does it happen that? Kenasa, what's he going to hold? Either we can hold what? That the Chiyuv of the Deacon is not one of the Chisar Mishkin, but rather it's Mamona. Is it? And this is how the salvation point is suggested. And Machlokes, I know you can see Machlokes, I'm right, rather than Machlokes has the Ramban and so goes. Exactly how you get around that problem, you tell you Paschke, and maybe something else, maybe it's, you know, the difference between short versus ugly. Well, the way the Rebbe Hanan would probably learn is that, hey, how can I get to start with Shmira, but there is a lower level of Shmira that's required. And therefore, the machlokas, the way to understand this sheet of how this gets us, how you pass the halacha ma'aseh, salvation's understanding, because the Hanan's understanding may link up back to the machlokas, Tosfos, and the Ramban as to the nature of the Zikin, where does the Hizchaibis come from? Does it come from the fact that it's my property and I'm responsible to ensure that it doesn't damage, or is it a chisar and a shmira? And because I was negligent, I didn't do a good job watching it, that's when my faith comes from. Okay?